A military jury has found Army Specialist Charles Grainer Jr. guilty of abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Baghdad. That verdict was handed down this afternoon at Fort Hood, Texas. That's where NPR's Jackie Northam is. And Jackie, what exactly was Charles Grainer convicted of?
He was convicted on all counts. That includes conspiracy, dereliction of duty, mistreatment, maltreatment of subordinates, which were the detainees, aggravated assault, and committing indecent acts. He was found guilty on all five counts.
Now, Jackie, the military jury just got this case today. They heard closing arguments this morning and reached their verdict rather quickly. Summarize for us what some of those arguments were, first from the prosecution.
Well, the prosecution came out, and the first thing it did was it started showing photographs, and these are very explicit photographs. They're very difficult to look at, and it showed Charles Grainer, Specialist Grainer, standing in front of a pile of naked Iraqi detainees. He's behind them, and he's smiling. Another photograph showed two detainees simulating a sex act, and Specialist Grainer was accused of forcing them to do that. There was also a picture of Specialist Grainer where he's posing as if his fist is cocked and he's just about to strike a detainee, and you know, he's posing for the camera. The prosecution was very strong. They made a very good closing argument in the sense that they said that they were doing this for sport. Specialist Grainer, he was doing it just for laughs. And at the end of the closing arguments for the prosecution, one of the prosecutors held up a blow up picture of one of these things and said, "This is not a recruitment. This cannot become a recruitment picture for the U.S. Army." So it was very strong. And the defense also had a very strong closing argument as well.
I understand the jurors also had access to emails that Charles Grainer had sent that hadn't been made public before.
Well, the jury had seen them, but the public had not seen them. And they showed two today we were able to get a glimpse of. And one was talking about, it was to his family and his friends. And it said, you know, it talked about his hard day at the office. And you show him, you know, sitting around with, about to hit another Iraqi detainee, that type of thing. So they were very damning emails. And it said, one said, it was titled "A Good Upper Body Workout," and it said, and then when you open the email, it said, "But tough on the hands," and they showed the picture of him just about to strike this detainee. Again, very damning evidence.
Now, Charles Grainer chose not to testify. When we talked to you yesterday, you implied that the defense felt that it had presented a strong case and they wanted to go out strong.
That's right. And actually, that's what Grainer's civilian defense attorney, Guy Womack, said again today. He addressed this whole issue of why Charles Grainer did not testify. And he put it into military terms, saying, look, you know, when you go out on a mission, you know it's going to be tough. You don't have to use all your weaponry, just, you know, even if your mission's accomplished, you don't have to shoot off all your weaponry. And he was pointing to Charles Grainer, meaning that, you know, the defense thought that it made its case. And he essentially said that, saying the witnesses that we put on the stand, you know, would have said what Charles Grainer said anyway. We think we made our case.
Now, briefly, Jackie, the jury's work isn't done. They go back in for the sentencing phase now. What penalty could Charles Grainer face?
Well, he is not actually, when I say he was guilty on all counts, there was one area where it was 25 elements to that charge, and they knocked off 8 of the charges. He was found not guilty. So his limit is now down to 15 years, and they're going to hear from 12 witnesses for both sides of this case.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Fort Hood, Texas, talking about today's conviction of Army Specialist Charles Grainer.